A storm like Sandy can make you grateful for the basics: electricity, gasoline, buses, and trains. NPR's David Kestenbaum of our Planet Money team has this story about one more thing people are not taking for granted after the storm.
The Fairway Supermarket in Red Hook, Brooklyn, is the sort of place New Yorkers, accustomed to cramped spaces, talk about with amazement, because it's an actual full-size supermarket. Like, you can get lost in it. Unfortunately, it is also right on the water. I biked over and found a man at the gate.
You guys not open yet?
No, we're not open. We won't be open for a while.
How bad is it inside?
It's pretty bad, but we're not going to comment on anything right now.
I wanted to know more about just how bad. Fairway's a local business, has about a dozen stores. So I called the president of the company, Bill Sanford, from my cell phone on the street. He said it was bad.
There were 5 feet of water throughout the store. Literally everything from our refrigerated cases to the checkout counters, the machines and the computers, everything was submerged.
He said they had to throw out dumpsters worth of food, chicken, fish, vegetables. You can still smell it all in the parking lot. This really seems like the worst possible scenario, a terrible, expensive mess. But it turns out there is a hidden backup system that has already kicked into action.
We have business interruption insurance. It basically pays what your business would have been earning. So it pays for your wages, for your employees.
It's as if the cash registers are still ringing.
Yes, in most senses.
That's not all. Fairway also has property and casualty insurance, which covers
all the equipment, all the physical plants, all the inventory, anything that was lost in the store.
All the inventory, all the food, all the refrigerators, the cash registers.
Correct.
And this is one reason why, when a rich country gets hit by a natural disaster, it barely shows up as a blip on the national economy. There are all these systems in place, all these plan Bs. For instance, if you ask the insurance companies what happens if they run out of money, they have a plan B. It's this guy, Eric Smith, CEO of Swiss Re Americas. The Re is for reinsurance.
We are the insurance company to the insurance company.
Eric Smith says, as bad as this storm's been, it's been a pretty average year for disasters if you look at things globally. Swiss Re alone, and there are other reinsurance companies, Swiss Re alone has $200 to $300 billion in reserves. Most people don't think about reinsurance, but he says it's all around us.
As you look around the world around you, there's really nothing that you can see that isn't probably covered by a form of reinsurance. Of an individual's life, every building, every business, everything that people own, if you look up into space at the satellites, you know, space launches and so forth, there's reinsurance that comes into play.
Insurance obviously does not cover everything, but by one estimate, it could pay for a third of the total damages from the storm. After that, insurance and reinsurance will go back to being invisible, hopefully for a long while. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes in getting more from your news and your money, offering money market accounts. Learn more at allybank.com.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.